The first piece that I'd like to play is one of the six incredible and varied works that Bach wrote for solo violin. They are ranked as among the most challenging but rewarding in the repertoire, and they can be challenging for the listener too. But I think it's fair to say that the one I'm about to play is the most upbeat of them all. I remember vividly playing a couple of movements of this work while I was in Zimbabwe some years ago at a festival. One of the concerts involved me playing on a boat on the river near, but not too near, the Victoria Falls, with the audience sitting on the riverbank. A passing hippopotamus stopped to listen to me for a whole 7 minutes while I played the Lure and Gavotte. So, if you want to find out what wild animals in Zimbabwe like to relax to, just click on those two tracks. Bach composed the six sonatas and partitas in 1720, while he was working at the court in Kirtan. The manuscript of these works was nearly destroyed, but luckily for us, someone saved it from being lost forever and used as butcher's paper. Some of you may be wondering what a partita is. Well, it's very simply a collection of dances. And all the movements in this E major partita are indeed dances, with the exception of the first one. I think it's interesting that in this final work for solo violin, Bach didn't want to head immediately for the dance floor, but instead he chose to herald the music in with an exhilarating preludio. Have a listen. I think you'll agree it's a breathtaking ride and a joyous way to start. With the exception of the first few bars at the beginning and end, the style is a moto perpetuo, which means perpetual motion. So I'm playing rapid-fire semiquavers, which are some of the fastest notes in music, and you'll see what I mean when it begins. It's quite exhausting to play, in fact. After all that hectic activity, it's time for something more relaxing, and the second movement is a very beautiful slow dance called a lure. This is the one that made the hippo stop to listen. Each section is repeated, and it's up to the player to embellish it a little or a lot, as they choose. It was the custom at the time that Bach was writing for players to ornament or decorate the music in their own particular style, like a form of improvisation. In fact, many of Bach's works have only a skeletal form of the music written down. In some pieces, for instance, he simply wrote down the melody and bass line for harmony, and the rest was left up to the performer to provide the ornamentation and layout of the chords. Following the Lure is one of the most famous of all pieces that Bach wrote, the Gavotte en Rondeau, which is a sprightly dance in 2-2, i.e. two rather than four main beats in the bar with a feeling of one and two and. A rondeau is a musical form whose opening idea is brought back at the end of each section, a bit like the chorus in a song. One of the enjoyable things about a repeated theme is that one can have fun thinking of a variety of ways to play the tune, not just quietly or loudly, but sometimes boldly or more hesitantly. There are two minuets in this E major partita, and the minuet is a dance which is traditionally in three, a sort of stately waltz. Again, each section is repeated, and the first minuet has an extrovert character. The second minuet is softer and more lyrical, and it has a continuous note called a pedal, which is slightly reminiscent of the bagpipes, and it's interspersed with a lighter, more sprightly motif. After the second minuet, it's traditional to repeat the first minuet for one last time. The penultimate movement is the most peasant-like of all the dances, a rumbustious bourré, which is quite wild in feeling. Maybe it was meant to be danced after having consumed a fair amount of alcohol, as it certainly reels and gallops about from place to place. Finally, the partita ends with a joyful gigue, again a traditional dance in three. In this particular case, the time signature which denotes the beats is 6-8, which means that there are six quaver beats in the bar, but the overall feeling is of two main beats, each one subdivided into three, a bit like an umpa-pa, umpa-pa feeling. I have a particular affection for this gigue, as it was the very first piece of Bach that I ever learnt. I'll be playing the Bach on my 1757 Guadagnini violin.